Cari fratelli e sorelle,
facing the gathered faithful from his customary window in the Apostolic Palace, Pope Benedict enlarged on themes he embraced in his homily. The Pope said the last days of Advent invite us to contemplate the Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, who lived the time of waiting and preparation for the birth of Jesus so intensely. The much-beloved Pope John Paul II, continued the Holy Father, was deeply devoted to St. Joseph. My predecessor, said Pope Benedict, left us with a marvelous meditation on the Lord's foster father, Redemptoris Custos. In that apostolic exhortation, Pope John Paul II sets forth the silence of St. Joseph in high relief. The silence of St. Joseph, said Pope Benedict, is one that is permeated by contemplation of God's mystery. It is the silence of complete openness to God's will. In other words, continued Pope Benedict, St. Joseph's silence does not betray interior emptiness. On the contrary, it shows the fullness of that faith which St. Joseph carries in his heart. Thanks to just this silence, St. Joseph cares for the Word of God in unison with Mary. His is a silence woven from their constant prayer, their constant blessing of the Lord, their constant adoration of God's holy will, their constant and unqualified trust in God's providence. Such silence is contagious, concluded Pope Benedict, and how great is our need to be infected by it.
Angelus Domini, nunciavit Mariae,
et concepit Spiritus Sanctus.